And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Command the children of Israel that they bring unto thee pure oil olive beaten for the light, to cause the lamps to burn continually in the tabernacle of the congregation. And it shall be a statute forever in your generations.
The Eternal Light. The National Broadcasting Company and its affiliated independent stations present The Eternal Light, a program which comes to you under the auspices of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. Our program today, The Golden Chain, was written by Judah Stamfer.
Well, that's it, Jerry. 1048 Fifth Avenue. Let's get those cartons unloaded.
This is a lot of merchandise, Steve, if it's for a store.
YIVO, Yiddish Scientific Institute. Some kind of library, I guess.
Well, let's get to work and start unloading.
So with the delivery of 420 cartons of books and papers, there ends a seven-year struggle for the rescue of the largest collection of Judaica in Hitler Europe, the Vilna collection of the Yiddish Scientific Institute. And so ends a journey that was a kind of resurrection, not of human beings, but of the spirit that animated them through the centuries, a journey begun back in 1940, just after the Soviets and Nazis partitioned Poland. The Second World War was getting underway, and the earth of Poland smelled of disaster like a hot Kansas cornfield just before the tornado strikes.
Saley.
Hmm?
Saley Kalmanovich, don't you recognize me? But of course, Naftali Feinemann.
Yes.
So Jews still find their way to the Jerusalem of Lithuania in an unsettled hour.
Unsettled, to say the least. In America, we have been desperately worried.
Worried? What should a Jew be worried? Your old hands at weathering misfortunes.
To such misfortunes, may God deflect them. I don't know if we are too experienced.
It is in our power to do only so much. As for the rest... But what brings you to Vilna?
I came in the name of the American YIVO.
They are dear brothers. But they can hardly pluck us from between the hammer and the bear.
It is for the library and the archives we're concerned.
Yes. Over 100,000 volumes. First editions, manuscripts, town laws, responsa. So, the American YIVO is thinking of our library and archives.
Would God we could remove every child, every wagon driver, the very bodies from their graves. But at least, whatever happens, let our history not be blotted out.
Naftali, how my spirits sway these days. You are right, of course. If the archives survive, I would find my own death lighter.
How long would their assembly and crating take?
5 weeks, maybe four, if we hurry.
In that time, I'll try to arrange the papers we need. We will all have to hurry.
I am sure our advisory council will agree. As you say, we have no time to waste.
Naftali Feinemann to YIVO, New York. Vilna YIVO gives permission for removal of archives. Urge immediate contact, State Department. Urgent, there be no delay. Urgent, there.
Moshe Shapiro.
Here.
Chaim Cook.
Here.
David Feinberg.
Here.
Semka Pupko.
Here.
We are here to consider a request of the American YIVO for the shipment of our archives to America.
Our archives, Chava Kalmanovich? Must we strip ourselves naked under the lash of history?
Is it ourselves we should consider, Chava Shapiro, or our survivors? We do not own these archives. We hold them in trust.
In trust for Vilna Jewry? We have no right to give them away.
And for whom does Vilna Jewry hold them in trust? Are we the first such community under the shadow of the torch?
And are you so certain, Chava Kalmanovich, that the archives can be transferred safely? Why not keep them with us so that at least we survive or perish together?
On the contrary, Let us not risk the archives to flatter our vanity. Will we die happier, knowing how much that is precious is destroyed with us?
I'm sorry, Selig. You are right, of course. I withdraw my criticism and move for the fastest possible transfer of our archives to America. Would God the Jews of Vilna could go with them.
I second the motion.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Carried unanimously. We will have to move with all possible speed. Mobilize young men for the packing. Now, Chava Shapiro, I want you to take...
Naftali Feinemann to Yivo, New York. Why has transit permit not yet arrived? Urgent archives be saved at all possible costs.
All right, men. That's the total of our folklore collection. Now, with our manuscript collection, special care must be taken against dampness. You know what can happen.
Naftali Feinemann to American Yivo. Urge transit permit without delay. Situation more ominous by the hour.
Let's get those crates built. And we'll need more sawdust for cushioning. And we'll have to pack them carefully so that the books...
Naftali Feinemann to American Yivo. Naftali Feinemann to American Yivo.
So with the Nazi invasion of Russia, a wall of steel and violence closed off the people of Vilna from the world, their families, their yearnings, their destiny, their very soul, as from all parts of the city, Jews were herded from their homes and driven into the streets.
Selig, have you any idea where they are taking us?
You call me Selig. It's good to know there is peace in Israel.
Are you out of your mind? What peace is there in Israel?
For years now, Avraham Sutskever, whenever you get impatient with me, I am Chava Kolmanovich. When you are at peace with me, I become Zelig again. You just call me Zelig. So I know there is peace in Israel.
So let there be peace in Israel, but where will we celebrate it?
I hear a wooden wall has been erected around several square blocks in the workers' quarter like a ghetto. I guess that's where we're being transported.
And completely cut off from the Yivo library.
For the time being, yes.
For the time being, Selig, for a social scientist, you have the soul of a mystic.
I may be a social scientist, Avram, but I happen to believe society's sacred. You know, in a footnote to one of our 14th century manuscripts is recorded the first...
Stop! Stop! In the name of the SS!
Union! Halt!
I require someone familiar with the Yivo library and archives.
Stay quiet, Selig. Don't trust them.
What's the difference? They will find me soon enough. I might be able to help the officer.
Who are you?
Selig Kalmanovich, curator of the Yivo Vilna archives.
Dr. Sigmund Gotthard, advisor to Heinrich Himmler on Jewish question. You will take me to your archives building immediately. Get into my car.
Jude, herein.
So, these are your books, your records. Good. Excellent. Just what I have been looking for.
What is it you want with our archives? We harbor no munitions.
Who needs your munitions? It's your soul we want. That is my task, to capture the Jewish soul. And we have it here, in these rooms.
And what can you do with our soul, Dr. Gotthard, that you cannot do with your own?
Study it, analyze it, document it. Long after we burn your memories from German soil, your degenerate records in our museums will vindicate our policy. What are these?
Original manuscripts of Sholem Aleichem and Yud Lamed Peretz, two of our most distinguished writers.
How helpless they are in my Aryan hands. I hurl them to the ground. I trample them underfoot.
have a powerful foot, Dr. Gotthard, have you not?
Enough! These archives will be sealed off until sent for. In this room, we have the mummified Jewish soul in thousands upon thousands of books and manuscripts.
Selig. Selig, will they destroy our collections?
Thank God, no. Only remove them to Germany.
God protect them from their unclean hands.
Let them fall into their hands, Avraham. Are books priestly bodies that a touch can contaminate them?
But once in Germany, will they ever be found again?
That is the real problem. We can only inform America to seek them when the Holocaust is over.
Inform America? Zelig, posts are not exactly regular these days.
Avraham, Avraham. The only sure way to travel is to put one foot in front of the other and walk. If we get the news to Ringelblum in Warsaw, he will find a way. Get the Polish wagon driver who...
So, by 100 indirect ways, the news reached Warsaw. A few months later, a postcard from Lisbon reached New York at the American YIVO offices.
Dr. Weinreich?
Yes, Professor Lipson?
This postcard just arrived from Portugal.
YIVO Vivalski has recently died. His property is being carried off. Emanuel Ringelblum, Warsaw.
YIVO Vivalski? Who on earth is that?
I don't know. Wait a moment. But of course, Vivalski Street in Vilna.
Ah.
The Museum Street. Sal, they've closed the Vilna YIVO.
Our finest collection. We never got them out on time.
But Ringelblum says it's being carried off. Not destroyed.
Max, this postcard isn't just information. It's a caution to be on the lookout from here in America. Our brothers want those archives preserved, even if they don't survive to see them.
Yes. We'll contact the State Department, make representations to the Soviet Army, be on the lookout everywhere. So when we're free to act again, there'll be no more fumbling.
So, after almost 2 years of silence, a thread pierced the brutality and violence surrounding Vilna. Another 5 years of impenetrable silence followed while the ghetto was organized, forced labor brigades marched to the fields and munitions factories, and the shipment of human beings to the death camps began, though no one yet knew their destination. Then, in January 1942...
Selig Kalmanovich?
Yes, Dr. Gotthard.
We want to dismantle your archives with all possible speed.
Perhaps younger workmen would be more to your purpose.
No. We must first sift the pearls from the rubbish. Assemble 20 linguists for me, experts in Hebrew and Yiddish. You will sort the material. I will make the final selection.
We will consider your proposal.
Jude, you will be shot for insubordination.
As we all know, Dr. Gotthard, each of us must die in his time. When you come for us, you will know our decision.
A truck will arrive at 7 tomorrow morning. Let there be no question of your being ready.
Avraham Sutzkova.
Here.
Chaim Cook.
Here.
David Feinberg.
Here.
Semka Pupko.
Here.
The German wishes us to help make selections from our archives for shipment to his centers of study.
Javier Kalmanovich, no cooperation. Shall we help profane our books and documents?
Javier Sutzkever is right. The request is outrageous.
It's absurd.
Gently, gently, children. What is our desire? To frustrate the German or preserve the archives?
Preserve the archives? To what end? That they may be spread out under glass in German museums with neat little explanatory notes to vindicate their mockery?
And what end will follow that end, Avram? If we don't believe we have a destiny, then let us seek the nearest way to die. But if we believe in our destiny, and let the Nazis act as our caretakers for a few years.
I don't want the Nazis as our caretakers.
You don't want. And of what significance are your personal wants? You are but one link in a golden chain, a tradition we want to remain unbroken after this evil is destroyed.
Zelig, what shall I say? Once again, you are right.
Then it is settled. And one thing more.
What is that, Zelig?
Let us smuggle out the material they plan to destroy. Avram, you arrange a map of the sewers around Vovulsky Street.
So the sorting began. 20 Hebrew and Yiddish scholars and a Nazi information officer selecting among 1,000 years of Jewish history what book was to live and what to die, what in its time and what not in its time. So too preparations were made to smuggle YIVO material into the ghetto as a doomed Jewish community struggled with a Nazi information officer for the future of their soul.
What's this volume here?
Sefer Hamin Hagim, a 15th century compendium of religious customs and ceremonies.
Customs and ceremonies, eh? Good material there. We set it aside. And what's this set?
The first critical edition of the Talmud, published in Vilna.
Ah, critical edition, a stupid waste of time. What's that old book?
A mystical treatise from 15th century Provence.
Mystical treatise? What on?
It's an attempt to calculate the date of the coming of the Messiah, when wars will cease and all men live as brothers.
What a degenerate doctrine. It's worse this world needs.
Many strong men have disagreed with you, Dr. Gotthard.
What do you know of strength, Kalmanovich?
Perhaps more than you do, Dr. Gotthard, since I have already felt yours, but you have not yet felt the force of mine.
You live in a world of illusion, like your dream of universal peace. This book will be the center of my exhibit.
It will be our honor, Dr. Gotthard.
But where is the material on the Zionist conspiracy? Where is the record of your capitalist operations? Why are you holding back on me?
We have nothing here to be ashamed of. You will see it all. Avram, what time is it?
A little after midnight.
Has the guard gone by yet?
More than half an hour ago. He's not due back until 1:30.
And quickly, get these condemned volumes under the tarpaulin.
Why are you walking so stiffly?
I have several manuscripts tied around my waist.
Zelig, so much is being destroyed that we cannot save.
We can only do what we can do, Avram.
Hush, look out.
Juden! Juden, out! Out!
Quick, Avram, into this doorway. He's gone. Now, into the sewer. Back to the ghetto.
We'll have to try again tomorrow night.
So the work went on for 1.5 years, until the news came via secret messengers that the relocation to other work camps was a disguise for shipment to gas chambers and crematoria. And the Vilna ghetto, like the Warsaw ghetto in its time, girded itself to rise in revolt, that it might at least die in dignity. September 1943. The Vilna ghetto was no more. On July 13, 1944, the Soviet army recaptured Vilna. The city was a shambles, the Jewish quarter totally obliterated, and its famous YIVO Institute destroyed.
Excuse me, sir.
Yes, what is it?
You are an American correspondent, aren't you?
Yes, I am. What's that to you?
When are you going back to the United States?
Why, as a matter of fact, military transport is flying me back tomorrow. Well, what's that to you? Who are you?
Oh, never mind my name. I have a package I want you to deliver to the office of the American YIVO in New York.
Deliver a package?
It contains a book. Open it and see for yourself.
A book?
Yes. The latest book printed by the Vilna YIVO before the presses were destroyed. I preserved it fighting for the partisans. I want it brought to America.
But why not keep it here in Vilna? The city's been liberated.
This is a graveyard that has been recaptured. A graveyard that once contained a soul. That soul must rejoin a living community, not remain to be buried in a dead one.
I see. Let me see this book.
Here, sir.
On the Psychology of Education, Vilna YIVO, 1940. Well, it's like instructions from the dead on how to bring up the next generation. All right, I will take it for you.
So the last book of Vilna Jewry, treasured in a single volume, finally reached a Jewish community. After 4 years, the golden chain was reestablished. And after 5 years, as the Allied armies advanced, they were alerted to be on the lookout for books and archives in the tens of thousands. On July 24th, 1945, the following message was sent. Yiddish Scientific Institute, New York. In answer to your inquiry, a large cache of Judaic material, estimated to number in the tens of thousands of volumes, has been found in a pit near Frankfurt. More in the cellar of the Nazi Institute for Jewish Knowledge in Frankfurt.
How does the situation stand, Sol?
Ticklish, Max. Those are the Vilna archives, and the State Department is backing our claim. But the Army wants to return all cultural treasures to their territorial origin.
Did our dead colleagues pass the very soul of their community through a wall of fire, only to have it held back by a wall of red tape? No. No, Saul. This we'll fight.
So for 2 years, YIVO carried its claim from agency to department, from department to board, from board to committee, from committee to conference, until finally in June 1947.
Dr. Frank Peters.
Yes?
I'm Captain Seymour Pomerantz of the YIVO, the Yiddish Scientific Institute.
Oh, yes, yes. What can I do for you?
I understand the Library of Congress is sending a representative to bring back American cultural treasures.
That is correct.
The YIVO also has a cache of archives there.
Yes, but haven't territorial claims been put upon them?
Oh, sir, those claims would wipe out every trace of meaning in the deaths of those who died to preserve them. We Jews are a unique people. The chain of our tradition is not embedded in the soil of Poland or Lithuania, but in our history.
I fully appreciate the unique character of your history, Captain Pomerantz, but how can I help you?
Well, Dr. Peters, American headquarters has recognized our legal claim to this treasure. We are an American organization. These are within the scope of your mission, like those treasures you're going to Europe to bring back.
I see.
Cut through the red tape, Dr. Peters. Bring them back as part of your mission.
You will have my every cooperation.
Thank you, sir. Let it be with all possible speed. We will know how to treasure that legacy.
Your authorization will be made out immediately.
Easy does it, Jerry. That's the last of those cartons.
Well, help me set it down, Steve. I'm bushed.
Okay, boy. Yeah, that was some load.
Well, let's hope these books are going to stay put for a while.
And so the journey is ended. And tacked on the corner of the bulletin board, a sign. The Yiddish Scientific Institute calls attention to its growing library of over 200,000 volumes. Its major areas of specialization are Jewish life in the United States and Eastern Europe. The library is particularly rich in periodicals and possesses the largest collection of Nazi publications about the Jews. These archives, containing over 2 million items, are open to all scholars and to the general public. We welcome you to use them. Thank you.
If you would like a copy of today's script, please send your name and address with 10 cents to cover the cost of postage and handling to the Jewish Theological Seminary of America, 3080 Broadway, New York 27, New York. And now we take great pleasure in presenting General Lucius D. Clay, Chairman of the Board of the Continental Can Company and former Commander-in-Chief of the United States Forces in Europe and Military Governor of the U.S. Zone in Germany. General Clay.
I feel privileged indeed to be a guest speaker on the Eternal Light program, and particularly at the time that the program is presenting the Golden Chain. The Golden Chain relates dramatically and accurately how a particularly valuable manuscript was rescued from Nazi hands and returned to the Jewish people to whom it belonged. Hitler and his minions were determined to destroy not only the Jewish people, but also Jewish culture, including documents belonging to the ages. And yet, as each of the Jewish cultural institutions were destroyed, brave and daring people managed to remove and hide some of the most valuable of the Jewish records. Others were taken in custody, and yet, for some reason, escaped destruction. When our army entered into Germany, every effort was made to find and preserve these rare and valuable manuscripts. As they were collected, there then evolved the question of ownership, as the places from which they had come were destroyed and not likely ever to be built again. It was obvious that these manuscripts belonged to the Jewish people and therefore should be placed in safekeeping of the Jewish institutions which served the largest number of Jewish people. Fortunately, legal arguments were not permitted to prevent placing of these rescued records where they belonged in principle, if not in law. As a result of the determined efforts of many brave peoples, with sympathetic support from our government and from the Allied forces in Germany, much of the great cultural record, which is more than the culture of the Jewish people, but is indeed a part of the cultural history of the world, was saved and placed where it could best be preserved. It is well indeed to remember now that this did not occur by accident, and that the Golden Chain reflects dramatically a few of the many instances which made possible the final achievement. It is a part of the epic struggle of those who were left of the Jewish people in Central Europe to regain their dignity and their purpose in life. To all of them, the world owes a debt of gratitude, which can be paid only if we remain determined never again to let those who would destroy the lives and culture of any people to attain the power to accomplish their ruthless aim.
Thank you, General Clay. Our Eternal Light drama today, The Golden Chain, was written by Judah Stamfer. Cantor David Putterman sang the liturgical introduction. Featured in the cast were Santos Ortega, Roger DeCoven, Guy Repp, Sam Gray, Leslie Daniel, Theodore Goetz, Merrill Joels, Bill Martell, and Maurice Tarplin. Norman Rose was the narrator. This is Vic Roby. Our program was directed by George Voutsas. Portions of this program were pre-recorded. This weekly program is presented under the auspices of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. This is the NBC Radio Network.